friend James and I used to hang out at the community center in our neighborhood during the summertime. There wasn't much else to do there except swim in the pool. But when it got really hot outside, that's pretty much all we wanted to do anyway. The only thing that sucked about it was that it closed at 5 p.m., which felt way too early. The sun didn't go down for another 2 hours. James and I would stay every day until the lifeguards kicked us out and locked up the gate. But no matter how much we tried to convince them the rule was dumb, they were never lenient about it. Eventually, we got sick and tired of it and decided to do things our way. The gate into the pool was short enough to easily hop over, and the rest of the fence surrounding it had a privacy screen. So as long as there was nobody working there at night or watching the security cameras like a hawk, we figured out that we could basically have the whole place to ourselves if we wanted to. All we had to do was sneak in. James and I talked about it for a few days but chickened out the first few nights. But one night, we decided to eventually take the risk and do it. We waited until about 11 p.m. to sneak out and meet up in my backyard. James and I then walked over to the community center without seeing anybody. The coast was pretty much clear when we got there. I then gave James a boost as he hopped over the gate first. Then it was me. I was a little antsy being this mischievous, but I knew the fence protected us from being seen by anybody. Besides, it was so dark that we even doubted the cameras could see us at all. James and I took off our shirts, shoes, and socks, and then jumped into the pool. We started swimming while being quiet, of course, and normally the lifeguards would get nasty if they caught anyone jumping in while trying to do tricks. But now that wasn't a problem anymore. James went first, while I stood outside of the pool to judge. That's when he got a running head start and jumped into the air whispering,
"Cannonball!"
James was submerged for a few seconds, sinking to the bottom as one should when doing a cannonball. But then, as he began surfacing out of the water, he immediately started screaming at the top of his lungs saying,
"Help! Get me out of here! Help!"
He then swam to the edge in a panic and scrambled out of the water. But even when he got out, he still wasn't in control of himself. I rushed over and tried to figure out what was going on.
"Dude, calm down. You're being too loud. You're gonna get us caught."
But James couldn't even put words together. He was more freaked out than I've ever seen anybody freaked out. He was hyperventilating while crying. I tried prying the answer out of him as to what the hell was going on, but it wasn't working. Finally, James looked back to the pool with utter terror on his face and pointed into the deep end saying,
"There's something in there!"
James' scream was bone-chilling. I looked over and tried to see what exactly he was pointing at, but the water was too murky from being swam in by a bunch of sweaty people all summer, and with how dark it was that night, we couldn't see a thing.
"What do you mean? What's down there?"
No, I don't want to. It's...
"Stop being such a wimp. Just gotta go down there and see what it is."
"No, please don't."
"Shh, be quiet. It'll just take a second, you big baby."
I was ragging on James a little bit, but I was actually genuinely scared of what I might see down there. It had to be something serious to rattle James to the bone like that. A big part of me was hoping that he was faking it and trying to pull a joke on me. I dove in and plunged to the bottom. Slowly, the murkiness gave way and a strange shape did start to come into focus at the bottom of the deep end. I got in closer for a better look, and getting that close to something I will regret for the rest of my life. That's when I realized what it was at that moment. It was a woman! I began swimming away as I could feel the decomposing, demonic-looking woman latch onto my arm. All I could remember was swallowing mouthfuls of water as that thing started dragging me down. I screamed out all of the air in my lungs and managed to break free from its grasp. I then rushed back to the surface to get out of the pool as soon as possible. When I finally got out, James and I started to hear voices nearby that sounded like neighborhood Karens coming to chase us off and snitch to our parents. We both hopped the gate back into the neighborhood and then ran home to my backyard without saying a single word. When we were safe, or so we thought, we finally talked about what we saw. The only logical explanation was that it had to be a rotting corpse, but the way it moved made me think it was something else. James and I started to talk our way into convincing ourselves that it was just some prankster in a costume pranking us. We were both shaken to our cores and vowed to never go near that pool again, thinking we'd seen a demon that was haunting us that night. We kept it a secret for another week until we heard from the local news that a dead body had floated up to the surface of that swimming pool. According to what we heard, it was alleged that the person was a woman who had drowned there a week prior before the night we broke in. All this time, while the community pool was open to the public, there was not a single person that had any idea what was lurking just a few feet below them, festering, decaying, and morphing into something that barely looked human. This story was inspired by a true event that happened at a public swimming pool in Fall River, Massachusetts. A male was swimming in the pool when he discovered something floating by the deep end. He immediately alerted the lifeguard, in which they then discovered a female. What makes this even more disturbing was how the public swam in the pool for 2 days straight, without even noticing the woman, as she was not visible due to the water being too murky. Whenever I'm reminded of lockdown, I think back to what happened to my girlfriend and I at the height of it. We were outgoing people, so we had to sacrifice a whole summer of fun just because everything was closed down. Our hopes for a beach day, or to just even hit up a local swimming pool for an afternoon, wore thinner as the weeks passed. Until we got desperate enough to try something new, we came across this app called Swimply, which allowed homeowners to rent out their pools by the hour. It didn't take long for us to find one that was really promising. The picture showed a huge backyard with a sizable pool. The only problem was the hour-long drive to get there. However, this didn't faze us, as we had been stuck inside for quite a while. A lot of the homes along the way were hillbilly compounds, comprised of little more than double-wide trailers right up against the highway, and homemade junkyards surrounded by collapsing fences. It was giving us major Texas Chainsaw Massacre vibes, but we held out hope that we would find a diamond in the rough. Unfortunately, that wasn't quite the case. The GPS led us to what was thankfully an actual house, but it was a lot smaller than we expected. We were reluctant to get out and knock on the door, but we'd spent an hour getting there and didn't want to give up on it immediately. The man who opened the door was a shock as well. He was a textbook old creep, and he had that nasty type of old people smell, where it seemed like their pants were always dirty. What's worse is he wouldn't take his eyes off of my girl, even when he was supposedly talking directly to me. We probably should have had the sense to leave right then, but we wanted to at least see the pool first to know if it would be worth it. The old man led us around the outside of the house and showed us this giant grand pool of his in the backyard. But to our shock and disappointment, we saw that it was literally just an empty kiddie pool on a cement slab. We were stunned for a few seconds, not sure what we should say, knowing we'd just been catfished over a swimming pool. But that's when the old creep started to coerce us.
What are you waiting for, huh? Get in there and have fun so I can get paid, all right? I waited on you guys for hours.
It's not quite what we expected.
Yeah? And? What about it?
I'm sorry to disappoint you, sir, but I think we're just gonna go home.
No, you're not!
And what makes you say that?
He then flashed a sinister smile and lifted his shirt, revealing a pistol tucked in his waistband. My heart immediately sank. My girlfriend and I exchanged a look, and I could see the distinct fear in her eyes that I felt deep in my core, too. By then, we knew we really messed up and had no idea what this guy was capable of. So we began stripping down to our bathing suits, since he left us with no choice. The grin that spread across his face when he saw my girlfriend in a bikini made me want to break every bone in his body. But I had no idea how quickly he could pull that gun. When we were undressed, we stepped into the pool and stood there awkwardly, as there was no water in it. That's when our captor reached down and pulled a hose off of the ground and turned it on to fill up the pool while spraying us with water. As he took a seat at the stool that was uncomfortably close to us, he was almost drooling, clearly taking great pleasure in hosing us down. However, things were still about to get worse.
What are you doing just standing there? I don't want to watch you mess around like young folks do. You two aren't brother and sister or something, are you? It wouldn't matter to me anyway. Come on, do something. You know what I want to see. You look so much like my wife. I miss her a lot. You remind me of all the stuff we used to do.
Then, One of the most shocking, blood-curdling things happened to me.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Think about your mentors and idols, the people who inspire you most. While it may look like they have all the answers, they don't. But they do know when to ask questions and seek the support they need. In a world that glorifies hyper-independence, it's easy to forget that we're all better with a support system. Therapy is a great way to find a consistent source of support in your life, so you can break free from the outdated belief that seeking help is a sign of weakness. BetterHelp has experienced therapists ready to help you with challenges, ranging from anxiety and depression to relationships and stress. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. And you deserve that. You can even send your therapist a message anytime something comes up. Build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
The man pulled the gun out of his waistband and pointed it straight at my face.
Wait a second, please, don't shoot. I'm begging you.
Stop it, don't do it.
Shut up, tramp. There'll be time for making you scream later. Now, let me put this jump in his place.
I closed my eyes and prepared to die. The last thing I saw was him squeezing the trigger, but the next thing I felt changed the course of my life. It was just a spurt of water hitting my face. I was confused and everything went silent after that. I peeled my eyes open just for the old coot to pull the trigger again, shooting water straight into my eyes. I couldn't believe it. He had us duped with a water gun. Watching that creep laugh himself made me want to beat him into a pulp. I wound back to sock him right in the face with every intention of shattering every bone in it. But at that very last moment, my girlfriend jumped in the way and held me back. My girlfriend ended up talking some sense into me. We went home and tried to put the ordeal behind us. I reported the incident, but obviously there wasn't much that could be done since it was just a water gun. If I had actually crippled him, that would have been a hard case to argue in court. We never saw or heard from that guy again, but we were able to get him taken off the app, which hopefully saved a few people from going through what we did. I can only wonder how many people got tricked by those phony photos before us, though. This story was inspired by a true story regarding a man who was caught catfishing customers on the Swimply app, using Google-like swimming pool images, only for customers to arrive at his home and be scammed of his kiddie pool. The image below was submitted by the viewer, which was allegedly a snapshot of the same kiddie pool used to scam his customers.
This is something I need to talk about, and I know it's probably gonna sound just like an urban myth or legend, but I experienced it myself, and I know it's real. It happened decades ago, when I was a much younger woman in my 20s. My friend was invited to this house party at a mansion, and she asked me to be her plus one, so of course I said yes immediately. She also said that there would be a swimming pool and that I should wear a bikini underneath my clothes. Finally, she mentioned that I had to keep the whole party a secret and not tell anyone about it, because there would be a special guest in attendance. I asked her who, but all she said was the whale. I've never heard of any famous whales, so I prodded her to tell me more, but no matter what I said, she refused to divulge anything else. She told me I had to wait until the night of the party to find out. The suspense was annoying, but it turned out to be deserved. When we showed up to the mansion and got into the party, there was a sea of interesting-looking people, but my friend didn't want to talk to any of them. She dragged me by the hand through the crowd until we got to the backyard, and that's when I finally saw him, or it, the whale. He was none other than the biggest person I'd ever seen in my life. It was no wonder he held that title. He almost took over the whole pool with all of his fat, and nobody else was in it. There was even a picket sign at the edge that said, "Do not enter pool." The movie Blade had come out more recently at that time, and I couldn't stop thinking that the whale looked just like the ridiculously fat guy named Pearl from it, except 100 times bigger. Maybe it was the water that made him look fatter than he was, but he was ginormous to begin with. There definitely wasn't enough room for anyone else to actually be in the pool comfortably, but my friend was super annoyed that nobody but the whale was even allowed in it. I was surprised that she wanted to be in the water with him, but as I came to find out, she was kind of obsessed. A bunch of people were in the backyard mingling and drinking amongst themselves, but everyone was doing so while constantly staring at the literal elephant in the room out of the corner of their eye. He was like a circus attraction where his whole deal was just that he was a whopping 1,000 pounds of man meat. I remember being in disbelief for a little while, thinking that it was some kind of blow-up prop dummy for a party gag. But after I stared at him for a while, he took notice of me, and his eyes met mine. I knew then that he was a real person, but the level of astonishment was still unreal. That, and I felt gross just from making eye contact. So when my friend suggested we ignore the sign and get in the pool with him, it was a hard pass from me.
Don't you want to just jump in there with him? Ew, hell no, absolutely not. But what's the point of going to a pool party if you're not going to be in it? Haven't you ever been to the zoo? The sign says, do not enter pool. Shh, lower your voice. He might hear us. Oh, screw this. I'm grabbing a drink.
I was able to get my friends to forget about the whale temporarily, or at least until we came back to the pool area with our drinks. She consistently pestered me about being a square for not getting in the pool, so I kept giving her every reason not to. Unfortunately, my friend didn't care about a single thing I said. She got it into her brain that she just had to do it. I had her on a leash for an hour or two, but after a couple more drinks, she got this glazed look in her eyes, and I knew she was about to lose control of herself. Eventually, she gave up on trying to get me to do it with her and decided to do it herself. I warned her not to, but when she started taking off all her clothes and stripped down to her bikini, the entire backyard knew what was about to happen. Nobody tried to stop her, and at that point, I was sick of mommying her, so I didn't try either. She walked up to the edge of the pool and started taunting the whale. He stared at her, but he didn't say anything. He didn't seem upset by the threat of somebody crossing the boundary at all, so my friend went further by dipping her toe in the water.
Ooh, I'm in the water. What are you gonna do, hmm? Do you want me to get in? I bet you want me to get in, don't you?
As the whole crowd of people gathered around to watch the show unfold, she sat down and put her feet in the water. She even splashed around a bit to try and mess with the whale.
You can't just expect people to let you hog the whole pool just because you're fat. It's not fair. This is what happens when you don't share. Understand, big boy?
With those words, she slid off the edge and stood all the way in the pool with her lower body fully submerged. By then, she was aware that she had an audience, so she looked back at me with a smug expression and winked. The moment she looked away from the whale, that's when a brown essence started emanating from him in the water. The cloud quickly traveled across the pool as everyone else just stood there in awe.
Oh my god, get out of the pool! He's grabbing at it, look!
For a moment, she didn't believe me, not realizing that I was dead serious, till it was too late. In a matter of seconds, the brown cloud had almost made its way to her. That would have been bad enough. She never would have lived it down, but that's not where it ended. In an instant of shock, she didn't get out of the pool fast enough, because as soon as the cloud touched her, the whale became something else, a monster. I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw him moving for the first time all night, lunging at my friend and devouring her.